bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker. It's our birthday. We're 2 years old today. Would you believe it? Hasn't it gone quickly?
I can think it's a year, but it isn't, is it?
No, obviously. It's 2 years old. We're 2 years old today, and we've got a lovely cake, courtesy of Julie here, with two candles in it. Brilliant. Couple of other birthdays today as well that we share. It's the 25th anniversary of the Great Storm, 87, when half of Kent got blown down today.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's also like to wish a happy birthday to Ollie Settle, who's 15 today. So happy birthday,
happy
Ollie.
Happy birthday, Ollie.
Happy birthday.
And a big happy birthday also to a great mate of mine, Juliet Shand. Juliet, unfortunately, had an operation on Friday, so she's incarcerated at home. And it was watching Jeremy Vine or listening to Channel Radio. And she's listening to Channel Radio. Yeah, she's listening to Channel Radio. And Juliet's 40 today. So the big 4-0. Happy birthday, Juliet.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you all. And
really.
do you know what? Just as a bit of a celebration, I think we'll do a bit of this. There you go. Happy birthday. All
happy
the images,
birthday.
The great Claire Grogan. So we thought we'd play you that to start with. So a big happy birthday to everybody whose birthday it is today that they share with the anniversary of the Business Bunker show. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, on the Business Bunker on Tuesday the 16th of October. And I've got with me the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello, Joe.
And the gorgeous Becky Oliver. Hello, Becky.
Hello.
And our studio guest, the fantastic Julie Anderson.
Hello.
Hiya. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
I have to tell you, listener, they've been giving me grief before we came on here.
Yeah.
But do you know why that is?
No, go on.
Because now he's gone all posh with all this new equipment. He's been right old bossy, hasn't he?
He has been very bossy.
Oh, come on, we've got 10 minutes. We have to have a briefing.
Four inches away from the microphone.
I don't even know how long 4 inches is, so I'm struggling on that one.
They've been fiddling with my my equipment, listener, and it's not been good.
We've got volume switches on our headphones, and he keeps telling us that so that we know we're posh and all that. And, like, you know, he's doing signals over the desk, isn't he? Like, 1 minute, you know, like, stop talking. And, you know, we don't do things professionally around here normally, you know.
Chanel Radio now.
Oh, yes, Chanel.
Chanel.
Chanel Radio. We have
Chanel Radio.
Oh, thank you. Oh, right, okay.
So, yeah, we are giving you a jip, and that's why.
Well, you are.
Three. I was going to say, we had the photographs one side of the desk, but we should have the
photographs. I just tweeted the photo, but you know, he should have realised when he was going to invite three women,
he was
especially us lot, along to his second.
Well, there should have been five, because of course Jules is swanning around the piazza drinking margaritas in somewhere in Spain.
I bet she phones in to tell us.
I've had a tweet from her already. Yeah. I'll read her tweet in a minute.
But she said only if she's not too drunk on the vino.
Well, that's never
going to happen. And Audra, of course, is in Atlanta in Georgia, so we could have had just the five ladies.
Well, we're in Dimchurch. We're just as posh, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Setting.
We make up for
it's
five.
It's a long paradise, you know.
As I came in today, it said Dimchurch, children's paradise. We're in paradise.
Good stuff. Anyway, look, you can. We'd like to hear from you, the listeners of Kent out there in business land. So do give us a call on 01303 874 998, or you can send me a tweet at Vanilla Web. I've already had half a dozen tweets in, and we'll be reading some of those in a minute. And we've got loads of emails from all the businesses out there. But we'd love to hear from you, because this show's from you. Oh, my equipment. Mrs.
Sorry,
Dodds.
I know.
Is she four inches away?
No. She's banging my new microphone. I'm not having that.
Listener, if I sound like I'm more or less than 4 inches away from the microphone, do please tweet us and let us know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'll try not to hit it in future.
The size of a hot dog.
Oh, look. We didn't need to know that, did we?
No, too much information.
Anyway, I'm gonna do some of the tweets we've got in. Jules Serkin is first up with a hippie happy birthday to the Business Bunker from a sunny Mercia. Tucking into a tapas. Do enjoy the show. Just 2 years.
It had to be food, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it did. And she's going to try and phone us in. And we've had a congratulations from Capil. And I'm not sure his organisation, but his Twitter handle is caps_Kapoor. So thank you for that, Kapil. Who else have we got? New Potatoes, which is a show that's going out on Channel Radio on Thursday nights soon. Playing unsigned and local bands and stuff like that. So New Potatoes wishing us a happy birthday. Thank you, chaps. Beaujolais Boy.
Jules.
That's Ian from Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton High Street. Happy birthday to the Business Bunker. We'll be opening a few bottles today to celebrate. And then at 4 p.m. they've got Burgundy Joe to keep an eye on. So, cool.
Good.
Good for that. Or we've got loads of tweets. We'll come to some more of those in a minute. I think what we'll do, though, is start with some of the emails, because we've got loads and loads of emails, too. So, Joe, do you want to give us an email first?
Yeah, okay. Dear Bunker, I'd like to invite you to attend our next Brand Bucket Make Your Marketing Work Learning Day on the 26th of October at the Russell Hotel in Maidstone. It says, now, I really appreciate the time that you'd be giving, so during the day we want to challenge you to revisit your approach to marketing in a way that is currently working for all types of businesses across the UK and beyond. On this day, I will outline what you need to do to make your marketing work and give you an insight on how you can do this yourselves using the Brand Bucket formula for marketing success developed over the last 25 years. Our intention is to equip you with the tools to go and do it for yourselves. So it's a full day, it includes lunch and refreshments. It's £57 inclusive of VAT and booking fees. And if you want to go, then you can go to makeyourmarketingwork5.eventbrite.co.uk. So that's makeyourmarketingwork5.eventbrite.co.uk. And Eventbrite, for those who don't know, is B-R-I-T-E. In case you can spell and get it wrong.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
It's a bit like light, you know, when they do L-I-T-E.
As
you
in
know,
diet.
The trendy sort of thing. Instead of, yeah. Well, anyway, there you go.
Confused. You won't be.
I didn't help.
After this
episode
of The Business Bunker.
It is going to be a bit different, I think. Do you agree?
It's always this bad when I'm here.
Come on in, Becky. Let's have an email
from
you.
Well, I have to apologise because I'm high on lockets at the moment because I've got a bit of a gruffy voice. I don't know why I'm in the middle because I'm going to spread all my germs, so I do apologise. Offices available in Ramsgate. Thanet Community Development Trust have several office training and meeting rooms available to rent at competitive prices in Ramsgate Town Centre. The spaces can be rented individually or as suites and are located at 29 King Street in Ramsgate, above the vibrant community hub that is Kitchen Community Minded Cafe. Offices start from £75 a month with a variety of flexible rental packages. So contact Natalie Glover, natalie.glover@tcdt.org.uk, and obviously we'll put that on the bunker.
Absolutely, that will go on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. You can listen to us by multiple methods now. You can listen in to us via the traditional method of the Kent Business Radio website. You can listen to us on channelradio.co.uk, which is our new home.
Chanel Radio.
Chanel
with
Radio.
We've just
two N's.
Chanel.
Channel Radio, thank
Chanel
you.
Chanel Radio.
You can listen to us at channelradio.co.uk. You can listen in via the TuneIn app on either the Business Bunker or Channel Radio. And very soon, you can listen direct from iTunes.
Wow.
We're waiting for final clearance from Apple, but hopefully we'll be live on iTunes fairly soon as well. So there's loads of ways to listen in to us. So do that, and I'm sure you are anyway, because you're listening right now. Cool.
And tell your friends.
Yeah, tell everyone.
The word, yeah.
Yeah, we've got, as well as the Business Bunker, there's going to be loads of other shows. We've got 22 other shows, all kinds of talk shows. Jules is going to be doing her new food show starting in November called Scoff and Cough.
Scoff and Cough, isn't
yeah.
it?
Isn't that perfect? Isn't that absolutely perfect?
She is tweeting a lot about Scoff and Cough.
Yeah, Becky's doing a show on sport and sport management, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to have loads of different shows, and also we're going to do drama. We're going to have some local writers presenting drama.
Drama, brilliant.
Yeah.
Are you really going to get a webcam in here? Do you think
the webcam's up there and waiting for it to be installed. Yeah. As soon as the paint's dried on the ceiling, we're putting a webcam in here.
I'm not coming again.
Do you know we're doing a
I don't do video.
We're doing a soap opera too. A weekly
soap
opera. That sounds
very cool. Yeah, that sounds like The Marsh, full stop, really.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
And we're having a full launch of everything over the next couple of weeks. The show immediately after this, which is the Kevin Can presented show, Extra Milk. Next week, we've got the absolutely wonderful Steve Harley from Cockney Rebel coming into the studio next Tuesday. And then the week after that, we have...
Are you supposed to say things like that? Because he might be mobbed. There might be, like, hordes of people outside now because they know where the studio is.
Well, we're hoping.
And we don't yet have security, have we? You know, for sort of...
Have I not
guests.
Told you?
Have we got a big sort of tall,
you know that camouflage gilet I just gave you? It actually says security on the back. Yeah, it'll be you holding them back. Yeah.
But now, what did he sing? Yeah.
Cockney
Rebel. Come up and see me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the week after that, we've got Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet.
We'll be here.
Yeah, I can help that week.
We can tell you. Do you want to know what they sang? We know all those songs. Brilliant.
Cool. So I've got an email here, very quickly, because a lot of you might have seen this on Sunday night. A local Kent company were on Dragon's Den, called Gigwam.
Gigwam.
Gigwam, yeah. Oh. I didn't see the programme myself, so I don't know how it went. I don't know if they got invested in.
Ooh.
But Gigwam is a new product, and it's a totally unique tent system. They're TP-style tents that can be attached to each other using a unique tunnel system. And the connection is easily made to any of the four access points on the Gigwam, and there's a second zip to fasten the tunnels to the tent. So basically, you make an entire complex out of these teepees and tents for use at festivals and stuff like that.
I was going to say, have you actually tried to do that? Even the ones that just spring out.
Yeah. Putting them away a bit, that's hard with those.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. So you could have like a whole
is it for corporate or is it for
village.
Just
no, anyone can use them. They originally did them for things like festivals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If a group of you went and you wanted lots of different rooms and stuff, it's really cool. Gigwam. Really easy to put together, and the company's called Gigwam, and they're based in Sevenoaks, and their website is www.gigwam.co.uk.
brilliant.
So
let's hope it's not a handout at border control.
So cool. Good stuff. Right, some more tweets, I think. We've got Barclay Ray, happy birthday to the Business Bunker. Thank you, Barclay. Penny Williams, happy birthday to the team at the Business Bunker.
Oh, Penny, hope you're all right today. She's not having a good time at the moment.
Oh, she's not?
No,
oh.
her daddy's not very well. So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hope he's feeling better. You said he was earlier, so lots of love from us here.
Yeah, we're all sending good thoughts to Penny's dad and to Penny. Mm-hmm. Denise Malloy, it's the second birthday of the Business Bunker. Congratulations. Thanks, Denise.
Denise's got a special... it's her birthday tomorrow, actually. Denise's her
is
birthday
it?
Tomorrow. So she's doing a special promotion, actually. So you should follow her on Twitter and see how you can take advantage of her business promotion.
As if I take advantage of Denise.
Yes.
And a big happy birthday to Denise Malloy for tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
Yeah,
sure.
Happy birthday,
she's got
Denise.
A 48-hour promotion, I believe.
Right, okay, cool. And Kerry Hales, happy birthday to you. And any excuse for cakes... You're right there.
There is a cake up there.
There is a cake.
And I really... I'm going to have to scoop it out.
There's a chocolate cake. There's a 1-foot-long chocolate cake covered in marshmallows right in my eye line. And every time I glance across, all I can see is that cake. And it's calling to me at the moment. But never mind.
It does look very nice.
With the marshmallows on the top. That's what Julie brought down.
Yes, I made it.
Isn't that actually terrible that we didn't actually bring any cakes and Julie brought cakes?
Yeah, but I'm not eating them, so that's why I didn't bring them. But I wouldn't be adverse to taking a portion home for little Dodsey, if that's an option.
Well, I'm sure it will be. I'm sure there'll be some cake left. Good stuff. And we've got congratulations from Kevin Hadlow, who's the manager at Dobby's in Gillingham. He's on leave at the moment, and he's currently cutting down a tree.
I just tried to look at the picture, but it wouldn't open.
What, the picture that he tweeted?
He tweeted a picture, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to see that. We can't see your picture, Kev. He sent us a picture of him felling a tree, but
that'd
we can't see
impressive.
It.
Actually, I need some tree felling done.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you needed tree fellers.
Well, that too, maybe.
In your Irish accent.
Yes.
Cool. And we got Bathroom Warehouse over there in Medway. Congratulations. Can we have a shout out? You've just had a shout out. Bathroom Warehouse. And Juliet, whose birthday is today, has tweeted as well. Happy second birthday. Looking forward to the celebrations. Have a great day. Thank you for that. And Gareth Owen Williams, congratulations, Business Bunker, on your second birthday.
Lots of tweets.
I think we're going to get the theme of most of our tweets today, don't you?
Yes.
Which would be happy birthday.
Although I liked the Denise Malloy bit there, though. Happy birthday, and by the way, I have a promotion.
I think that's very clever.
Absolutely.
Good.
Just a shout out,
happy birthday, plus shout out.
Exactly.
And we've had a tweet also from Telcare Limited, and Telcare, the show sponsor today, and they provide all of our telecoms for Channel Radio,
cool.
And they've done a fantastic job supporting us, and they've been our sponsor for a couple of weeks, and I didn't want to mention because we've been having phone problems that were nothing to do with Telcare at all, nothing to do with them, and I didn't want them tarred with the same brush, but our phones are, everything's working today. I shouldn't say things like that, should I?
But did you hear poor Lisa last week? Did you hear that she needed the AA to come out to her?
I saw her tweet.
She was in the pitch black, and I did say, you know, stay calm.
She was stuck in a scary car park waiting for the AA to come out.
The lights all went off,
yeah.
And that's it, and she was waiting for the AA, so I'm glad she arrived home safe. I did tweet her later and make sure she was home okay.
Cool.
Very scary.
And we've had a tweet from Domination Paintball, who are based here at Hagelands Farm. Channel Radio and the Business Bunker are based at Hagelands Farm, down here at Burmarsh in just outside Dinchurch, and Domination Paintball and the guys Jason and John and all the guys there wishing us a happy birthday. So thank you guys.
Are they the one with male paintball, the one with the yellow background egg?
Yeah.
Can I just give them a little bit of advice?
Yeah, they
please, can you change, put your picture up?
If you notice, they only set up their Twitter account an hour ago.
Oh, did they?
So give them a chance.
Oh, okay, I'll let you off then.
Put
a nice picture of
I'll tell you what I bet they put there is their splatjack.
Can you put your splatjack, please?
Put your splatjack there. It's a paintball splatter in the colours of a Union Jack.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Please
put that up. Because, I mean, I'm sure you're probably not following me anyway, but I every so often go through and unfollow all the eggs. I put it on a training slide the other day. I said, drop the eggs.
I think that's a really good idea. Because you want to see who you're tweeting.
Yeah, I want to know the real people. But yeah, I'll let them off if it's only an hour. I'm sure they're already on the case as we speak. And by the end of the show, we'll be able to see the new logo.
I'm sure we will.
When they tweet us again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll retweet.
Exactly, we will.
Right, well, having dished out that advice to everyone on Twitter, should we do a couple more emails, ladies?
Yeah, good plan. Okay. I will do the next one, which is, as the nights start drawing in and the thoughts of summer fade, oh, I think they've faded already, haven't they?
Well, did they ever start, actually?
Exactly. Why not get away with it all? Okay, get away with it all on an on-round world... I'm doing well today. On an around-the-world trip, courtesy of Thanet Evening.
Are you wearing those teeth in for someone?
I know. What am I like? Our foresight on the October the 17th is from Andrea House, titled Around... Right, so this is a four-end meeting. I should have read to the end before I started the beginning. So this is a four-end meeting, which is on Wednesday, October the 17th, and the foresight is from Andrea House, titled Around the World in 10 Minutes. And this is an amusing ode to her QE2 world travelling days way back when. Come and visit the high life around the world in one small package. So there'll be lots of networking happening, a two-course meal to enjoy, and... apparently, if you're a member of 4N and you book a guest to come, then you'll get 30 days free membership if they join. Now, the only slight problem... Oh, it's Thanet Evening. So I don't know what day that is or where they hold it other than Thanet. But you can go on to the 4N website and find all the meetings that are on Wednesday, October the 17th, and that should help you to find 4N Thanet Evening.
Cool. Good stuff. I think we'll hear from Becky now with an email.
Oh, maybe not.
No, we won't. We'll hear from whoever's on the phone. I wonder if that's Jules. Let's see if this works, huh?
Say hola.
Hola.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hola, buenos dias.
Hey, it's Julesy. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're cool, thanks. All the better for hearing you. What's it like there?
Congratulations, Mr. Bunker, on 2 years.
Thank you.
And they said it could never be done.
Yeah, absolutely. We proved them wrong, didn't we?
Yeah, are you cock-a-hoop?
I'm something like that, yeah, yeah.
And you've even got the phone. You've even got the phones working, Paul.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Unbelievable.
It is.
So the question is not how is it there, it's what are you eating and what are you drinking?
Well, I took the opportunity of popping open a bottle of lovely Carver to celebrate.
Right.
Joe.
So that must be gone by now.
Yeah, that's gone. That was breakfast. But mañana, I'm going to, courtesy of the Beaujolais boys, the lovely Ian and Marcus. And there's another one there, Paul, that I've never met. Do you know the other guy's name?
I don't actually know.
Well, he is one of them. Marcus is on olive oils, and Ian, you know.
Yeah.
And there is another one, but it's on my email, and I can't get that at the moment. But
okay.
At the moment, I'm perched on a wall by the swimming pool, and my view is blue sea, very hot. Palm trees,
a
mountain.
Just like here then, Jules.
I'm not so jealous about the perched on a wall bit. When she said she'd open the bottle of Carver, yes. I imagine she'd be sitting in a comfy chair, you know, relaxing.
And I have
something.
Seen her yeah. near.
No, she needs the wall to prop her up.
On a wall.
I find I do better, Joe, on a bottle of Carver. I can keep my balance. So mañana, courtesy of Beaujolais boys, I'm off to a bodega. It's Bodega Enrique Mendoza, and a big thank you to Felix Benito of C&D Wines. He's in the UK, and he's arranged it all for me.
Blimey.
So I'm trotting along there tomorrow to try out these amazing Spanish wines. Apparently, Ian says there are some really, really good ones that, you know, it's not your old cheap Rioja, but there are some really, really gorgeous ones. So
right.
I'll probably have a little bit of jamón with that as well. To wash it down.
Yeah.
It's all about
the other way around.
Yeah.
The ham won't wash the wine down. I think it's the other way around.
I've got a phone number for Felix. Do you want it?
Yeah,
why?
Oh, yeah. Go on. I wonder what you were trying to do. Yeah, go on.
1711.
No, there was a bit before you spoke over.
0208.
1711. Okay. C&D Wines. But Beaujolais boys have got the details, because anyone that wants to come out and try, they can stay in my villa at cvilla.eu, Villa Oliver's, and they can pootle over to this bodega. I'm really looking forward to it.
Is that Oliver's? I've got to go. It's got my name on it.
Well, Becca, maybe you and I should go together.
I do believe that I am in desperate need of wine and sun.
Yeah, maybe Joe, Becca, Audra, and me.
Can we do it on location? 1 week, please.
What a business one for Life from Spain.
Yeah, we could do that. Cool.
We could, come on.
We could do that. I mean, it's the only way I'm going to get my donkey and sombrero, isn't it? Because she keeps leaving them, isn't it?
You need a holiday, and then we could go out there. What do you think? I think that's a really good idea.
Sounds perfect.
I shall reserve a Lilo for you. I mean, that is the beauty of internet radio, of course, because tomorrow I shall give them, you know, the Channel Radio website, and they'll be able to listen into your show today, and that's a fantastic thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can hear us all. And we were just telling the listeners about your up-and-coming show, Scoff and Quaff, coming in November, and they're all excited.
Yes, well, already my... am I allowed to say arse on the radio?
No.
Already I've got an arse like a hippo just practising. You know, it's... but it's all in the name of Scoff and Quaff. I'm looking forward to it. I've got... Riverford are coming on and doing a monthly seasonal, What's in Season. Obviously, Hilda Marie will be ruling the roost and telling us what to cook and how to cope with Christmas.
Brilliant.
You know, without just... What I do is getting drunk and sort of giving up.
Yeah, and eating lots.
Delegating.
Yeah.
But also lots of other people really interested will be coming in. And we're going to try and do a Kentish theme. But obviously there's going to be a bit of Spain there. And, you know, who knows where else.
Brilliant. Well, well, that is fantastic stuff, Jules. It's lovely to hear from you. Thank you for staying sober long enough to call us in. We do appreciate that and how much hard work that took.
It's 2 o'clock, half two.
Yeah. enjoy the rest of your holiday and we'll see you when you get back.
And have a lovely show, guys. I'm just going to do a spectacular dive, so you'll hear me now going in with my mobile phone.
Right.
Hi to all the listeners and have a great, great show, guys. Thinking of you. Here I go.
Bye.
She didn't mean dive. I was thinking, what is she on about? She's on a wall.
Dive into the sea. It's a bit worrying. And then it just went flatline.
Was that like a Tom Daly job?
Was that a hippo wallowing in a pool? No, she said it. She said it. Don't,
you're glad don't, you're here and she's
don't look
there.
At me like that. It was her
She'll
that said
back.
It. It wasn't me. That was the lovely Jules. On holiday in Mercia,
well,
or wherever
she
is. I do
think we should do it on location.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. We'll get all that sorted out at some point.
That would be very cool.
I'm always trying to get parties and location. where else should I
like?
Do you know what? I think we'll do one of our station idents. Have a listen to this.
Broadcasting from Haglund's Village on Romney Marsh.
I beg you to not judge before you've heard it.
The difference between an alpaca and a llama?
About a foot.
Which one spits?
Both of them.
Channel Radio.
Just going to have a rough guess. Real shot in the dark.
Yeah. Back to normal now.
Yeah, man!
Broadcasting from Haglund's Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channelradio.co.uk.
That was Becky, the last one.
Yes.
I told you she had a cold.
What did you call it at the beginning? One of our show what?
Sorry?
You said, shall we have one of our show...
Idents.
Idents. Oh.
Jingles.
Yeah. Then.
Jingle, yeah.
That's a bit technical, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're all professional now. You should know this.
Yeah,
we got loads of those.
Ident.
Did you like it?
We got
loads of those. Yeah.
I liked it,
cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Just hoping none of my... faux pas are on it.
Oh, they will be. Don't you worry.
Streaming through.
Yeah.
You must find that Witch magazine one, because that was quite good.
It was quite funny, wasn't it? Yeah, no, we'll do that. Oh, by the way, I have some real news.
What?
Whilst we were rebuilding the studio, and we were taking out all the computers,
you found
and
a
doing
body under the floor.
Almost.
Oh.
We actually.
Oh my goodness.
We actually found a show with Mr. Richard Farley. That we didn't have a recording for before.
Wow.
And we now have.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, we actually found it nestling on one of the servers. So at some point, I will be putting that up to listen again.
Fantastic.
Back in the summer, for those new listeners that joined us, we had Mr. Richard Farley from Dragon's Den as a guest on the show.
The Invicta Chamber,
under the impression.
Yeah. And we were told we didn't have a copy of the recording of the show. And we tried manfully and womanfully to find one, but didn't have one, so we went without. And there it is. We found it sitting on the bottom of
a pre-Christmas C word.
Yeah. So we're gonna put that up shortly for people to listen to again, which will be brilliant. Do you know what we're gonna do now? I think we'll have a bit of tunage.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll then talk to our studio guest after that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So have a listen to some of these. Hey, welcome back. Bit of Amazulu there. Too good to be forgotten.
Bit of a gap as well, wasn't
there? Yeah. Sorry.
That's a really old song, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, it all depends what you mean by really old, Becky. For you it is, yeah. For me it was
good,
just...
I'm only 20.
It was only yesterday I was dancing to that, yeah.
I couldn't even remember that name, Amazulu.
Amazulu, yeah. Too good to be forgotten. Bit like this show, really.
Yeah, bit like yourself, Paul.
Yeah. I did promise Juliet Shand I'd play a track for her.
Not Phil Collins.
No, it was McFly. But we didn't have it on the system. Our system rejected it, I'm afraid. He went, no, I'm not playing that. So sorry, Juliet. So that was for you, Amazulu. Too good to be forgotten. Cool.
That was good.
Right. Yep. We got 1,000 more tweets. Phil T, happy birthday, girls and guy. Keep up the good work. The terrible twos, I hope not. Did you get that?
I know those terrible twos.
Yeah.
Apparently we've got a response to the dragons.
Yeah.
He got offered 2 dragons help, but they wanted 45% of the business and he turned them down. That was the gig wham thing. So thank you to Mr. Filt. Is that what it is, Mr. Filt? Or is it MRPHILLT? You know me, I never say
you don't need
right.
a dragon.
Is his name Mr. Filt?
I don't know.
Phil T. That'll be who it is. Mr. Phil T.
Yeah. Cool.
You know me for always reading the names out wrong.
What
was that guy's name in Canterbury?
I don't remember.
He had a foreign sounding name, didn't he? And I got it completely wrong.
Just for once.
I've noticed Meerkat has actually got his own Twitter handle now.
Oh, no.
I did actually see that.
Nuisance.
So it's Shackleton, now it's Meerkat.
I know, have you seen it? Things have been stalking me for ages, that Meerkat.
When he sat in the corner here, I was quite freaked.
Oh, was he here?
He was.
I remembered it was M Pordits or something, wasn't it, that company that I got wrong.
Yeah.
When it's...
Oh, that was
something
it, yeah.
MP audits, and I said it completely wrong.
M Pordits.
He went, how many Porditors do you know?
Yeah.
So I never quite say
these
Twitter names
right. Quite technical.
To answer you, Julie was saying, how do you listen in when you're not near a computer?
Yeah.
Kevin Hedlow has just tweeted, I'm listening in on my phone through earphones 20 foot up in the air, and it's a bit windy, Paul.
Be careful.
Yeah, you be careful, Kevin.
Don't come and do my trees.
Don't saw the branch you're sitting on. That's my advice.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Kevin is up a tree in Essex listening to the Business Bunker show on his phone.
Is that part of health and safety?
Absolutely.
Hanging off a tree with an earphones in.
And Bathroom Warehouse, we just had a nice mention on the Business Bunker show. You're absolutely welcome. A special thanks to Vanilla Web and Business Bunker. Thank you. That's Bathroom Warehouse over there in Medway. And Glenn from Whitstable, happy second anniversary to the Business Bunker show. Great work, guys. Thank you very much. Lenley's, happy birthday to all on the Business Bunker from us. Lenley's Roper Road in Canterbury. So, thank you.
I'm just in Billy Dean.
Billy Dean, no.
1:30, no.
He says, I'm tuned in. Why do I always think it starts at 1:30? Can we change the time? I have enough trouble getting here for the time that it's been all along, don't I?
I know.
I can't change it. It'll confuse me even more.
Yeah.
And then I'd be really late, and then Paul would be even more traumatised.
Well, apparently, Billy, the answer to your question is a big resounding no. not that anyone asked me, but they've all decided.
Set your alarm.
But to be fair, Billy, you haven't missed much.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazulu.
You missed Amazulu, yeah, and a bit of Claire Grogan.
Claire Grogan. Come on, we've got to get up our game, girls. Come on. No pressure on the guest.
No.
even the meerkat's got in on the act now and tweeted happy birthday. But this is a special one. Not that any of the others aren't special, because they are, but this one is Tunbridge Farmers Market. Thank you for the mention on last week's Business Bunker show, which enabled our great customers to raise £1,100 for breast cancer care.
Wow.
So a massive... A massive well done to Tunbridge Farmers Market on that effort of raising £1,100 for breast cancer care. Cool. I think we'll have one more email, Joe, and then we'll talk to our studio guest, Julie Anderson.
Okay, good plan. Right, so live music, 2nd of November in Sevenoaks in Kent. Just a quick message to let you know about our next event. After the success of our last event, which sold out, we've got tickets online a week earlier this time. Three amazing acts performing at our live lounge event at the Stag Theatre in Sevenoaks. The Violent... Not the Violent.
Really?
Oh, I am doing
That's
well
not going to work then.
The Violent
Is it a punk concert?
Well, I think it was going to be, you know, a bit more...
Is it a punk concert? Is it lots of pogoing and spitting?
Sorry, the Violet Jive. Completely different colour. Christina Lau, I would guess, and Poppy Alice.
Brilliant.
If you're interested, tickets can be purchased at www.stag7oaks.co.uk or call 01732 450175, and there's only limited tickets. There'll be light food available during the evening and a bar will be running. And you can find more on Twitter as well, twitter.com/livefridaynight, or it's a Facebook one with lots of different numbers. You need to go in and change it to a short code. Go and rename your page URL, and then I'll read it out. But if not, go to stag7oaks.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Cool.
Thank you for that. I think we'll introduce our studio guest now.
You've been very quiet sitting here.
Yeah.
Well, I never know whether I'm allowed to talk, and you know what I'm like. Once I get going, I'll take over.
It is my absolute pleasure to introduce you, the listeners, once again to Mrs. Julie Anderson.
Thank you.
Kent Independent Traders Entrepreneur of the Year. And all-round brilliant person.
Oh.
RAP office contracts. And so many other things that Julie's involved in. Julie, welcome to the Business Bunker. It's absolute knockout to have you here celebrating our second birthday with us.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. It's nice to be here.
Well, first of all, you can tell us about, because your Entrepreneur of the Year award, which is amazingly well deserved, but it wasn't the only award you won on the night. You won the lot, didn't you? You had a clean sweep, basically. Just run through.
I paid a lot of people.
Yeah. Just run through all the awards you got on the night.
I didn't win Innovative Business. Well, that's the one I should.
Did you not? Boy, she's spitting feathers over that one.
I did win it Entrepreneur of the Year. That's probably because I've got a bit of a history. That sounds good, doesn't it? for having a few businesses before, but the other one that I won was People's Choice, which was all about helping others and helping other people in business and charity work that I get involved in.
Absolutely.
So that was a nice one to get.
And that was
really.
That was voted on by the public at large,
by the world.
Absolutely, which is a fantastic accolade because
everyone knows Julie.
They do. Unfortunately, they do.
Yeah.
They saw the pages I put up about her on the interwebby, didn't they? Yeah. That was the thing.
But the nice bit was when you took me off down that alley.
Yeah.
With the
I told you not to mention that
portable thingy.
Yeah.
and we had a 1-to-1.
Yeah. Wait, Julie, do you fancy going down this alley having a look at my thingy that's portable? And she went, oh yeah.
Up for anything like that.
Yeah. Basically, listener, just to quantify that, what she is referring to is my outside broadcasting unit where we interviewed Julie hot off the stage, having won her Entrepreneur of the Year award.
Yeah.
So. Tell us a little bit. I mean, there probably isn't anyone in Kent that doesn't know Julie and RIP Office Contracts, but just in case there is, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I will stalk you and find you.
She'll hunt you down.
Well, RAP delivers fit-out projects. So we do a lot of design and build for anybody in business, in a warehouse, in an office. Anything that's not in your bedroom or your house, we'll do a fit-out and make your business more workable, so that the space planning is right for your staff, and then your business will operate properly. That's what we do at RAP.
Cool. And recently you've done a fit out, a very special fit out at East Kent College, haven't you?
Yep, I was very privileged to be working with Graham Raisey, who is a really inspirational head principal, I think he's called, Dannett College, but now they're called East Kent College.
Mm.
And they have a lot of fantastic academies down there. They've got a restaurant and cooking chef academy down there, which is headed up by somebody very famous, and I can't remember the chef. I would say Gary Rhodes, and I could be wrong. But that is an amazing place. You can have like a 5-course dinner down there, and they're always packed out on a Tuesday night by lots of local people. For about £23, you can have a 5-course dinner, but that's Graham's thinking behind the whole academy. Get people working in a real chef environment and they will grow. He's also got a fantastic hairdressing academy down there, and that works really well. But it's like going into a real high-end London hairdressing salon down there. Fantastic. And then,
funnily enough, talking about that, next week on the show we've got Graham Webb, who was the founder and owner of Graham Webb International Hairdressing. So he's on the show next week. Yeah.
He should go down and see Graham Raisey.
Yeah, absolutely. We ought to introduce him, really, didn't we?
Yeah, you could go down and have your hair done.
Don't start that.
I thought that's what she was going to say, actually, next Tuesday.
I'm going to have my hair done. Don't start that. I'll tell you, sorry to interrupt you, Julie. I got an email from someone that I'm going to see tomorrow that said, we really need you to get involved in a charity thing that we're doing. We're trying to raise a lot of money for charity. Would you come and have a charity head shave? And I said, you've never met me, have you? You wouldn't raise tuppence by shaving my head. There's nothing there. So I'm going for a charity chest and back wax.
Oh!
Well,
I suppose it could be worse.
It's for charity.
That's the polite way of saying it, isn't it?
Chest it is, actually.
Charity back wax. Yeah. There's another one, but I won't say it.
Sorry, Julie, I interrupted you anyway.
And so Thanet College really seems to be leading the way for setting up academies and inspiring young people. And I know that Paul's very passionate about helping young people, and so am I.
Yep.
And they've put their money where their mouth is and now opened a Peter Jones Academy.
Yeah, that's Peter Jones from Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Yep.
And most schools that go for this kind of branding behind them and then create a bit of an area where entrepreneurs can grow and thrive and buzz off each other and get clients in and pitch to them, they kind of just go with the branding colours and maybe paint one rule of a classroom purple and the floor's yellow, and that's your branding and that's your Peter Jones. But Thanet have really gone, they kind of gave us the whole remit of what they wanted to create, and we've created a really fantastic environment, massive area.
Yep.
And it's got breakout areas, it's got its own kitchen where they can kind of entertain their clients and they can pitch to them in a presentation area. And it's on our website, that project, and it's very, very inspirational. And they're having a big launch, and we're hoping that the man may come himself.
Oh, fantastic, and, the big man.
Yeah, and he has tweeted, actually, that he's never really seen an academy look like that. So fantastic for them.
Funnily enough, it's just a coincidence. I happen to be visiting there tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Go and see.
I'm looking forward to visiting the Peter Jones Academy at East Kent College in Broadstairs tomorrow. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's really good. So that's the latest job we've done.
Cool. As you alluded to there, you do a lot of other stuff, don't you? Especially helping the youth of Kent trying to find work.
Yes.
Tell us some of the other things that you've been involved in.
I'm on connections as a trustee and non-executive director with a very inspirational person in there as well, Sean Kearns. He's the CEO of Connections. And it's had to go through a massive change, lots of funding cuts. But it's kind of done us a favour in a way, because we really had to brainstorm how that charity could be in the world and not rely on KCC cuts. And I mean, we relied on that and we got it. But they've had to really change themselves, and the whole board is now full of really buzzy business people. So we know how business has to constantly evolve to keep going. And it's good that CXK now want to listen to businesses and make it work really for young people. It's stacked out with business heads. David Philpott from the IOD, Graham Raisey's on there from Thanet, and there's lots of other people and myself, where we try to make sure that there's different boards where we can make sure that social media is being engaged with, that the business is bidding the right way, and that we're going for every avenue and making them a proper business that young people can rely on to go for help to get a career. Cool. So it's exciting down there.
Absolutely.
Boards can be very arduous, and sometimes when you join a board you think, oh, I don't know if I'm going to last 5 minutes here, because they are in their own little world. And charities, not being derogatory to them, but they've always done it a certain way, and they're really not in the business world.
Yeah.
But CXK have embraced that whole change thing.
Yeah.
And I've recently joined Age Concern, and they're going through a similar process.
You don't look old enough.
Well, the services that they give are brilliant for older people, but of course it's how do older people always know what they get, you know, so they've got to move into a social media world really.
Yeah, absolutely,
now,
yeah.
Because it's usually the siblings of the older person that are looking for help for their mum or their dad or their aunt or whatever. So we've got to be engaging with the families, and of course 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds are on Twitter, and we're all still getting the hang of that. But
it's interesting, I saw an article the other day that said that charities generally just don't have an integrated approach to their marketing, including the social media, and so it's a really big opportunity. And as you say,
it is frightening to them, because you know, a lot of the people on that board, you know, certainly very experienced in what Age Concern should deliver. But
I think you both of us know what it's like at the moment, having elderly relatives that, you know, are needing to go through it, and actually, like you say, to know where to start. A lot of people of our generation will look to social media first
absolutely.
To actually gain help, because there's not a lot of assistance and help out there, and you have to really do your due diligence to find support.
And the right support and care that you can rely on. I mean, all the horror stories you can hear about. But I mean, I'll just give Age Concern a plug if I can, because they've got a fantastic centre called the Goodman Centre, which is on Maginford.
Right.
And I think unless you're in the world of needing to help your mum or your nan or your dad or whatever, and my mum's got dementia, and that place saves my day every week.
Right, okay.
Because she goes there confused. She comes out like she's been to a party.
Right.
It's brilliant there. The woman there who runs it, Louise, for Age Concern, she is the most fantastic woman I think I've ever met. She loves it. They all do singing, and it sounds a bit like an old fogey's singing centre. It's not. It's a modern bungalow. It's like going around someone's house for lunch, but there's 40 of them there. And when you go in, they might be dancing, singing, reading the paper, having a debate about politics, and yet it's a brilliant place, absolutely brilliant. So, and you can get help from the KCC to go to this place, so more people should get their parents going there, because they come out and they've actually socially engaged. It's brilliant.
And it is really amazing to see some of the people, like, was it Louise?
Louise, it's brilliant.
That, you know, do stuff to help with things like that. It's absolutely brilliant, the amount of things that happen to try and help. And it's an awareness thing, as you say, you know. I mean, how many people know about that? I mean, I know Imagine for the State really well. I wouldn't have known that was a...
It's right opposite the... Is it the co-op there?
The precinct place,
The little co-op shop or whatever it is. But even the bus drivers are volunteers, you know, and they even make it fun for the people to get on and off the bus.
Yeah.
And it will affect us all. That's the thing. I mean, only Julie and I can share.
God, I think
that
I've got it every day.
Yeah. like I say, it does affect everybody. Yeah. Like you say, to be aware of these things.
Mm.
Yeah, really good.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you're also involved with the college.
Yeah, involved with Mid-Kent College, and
when do you ever get 5 minutes to sleep?
I think that you get to a stage where your business can actually run properly without you. I mean, I'm there for the customers, for my customers.
Yeah.
So I don't really need to.
But the rest of the time, they won't let her in. She turns up at work and I go, and you are? And do you have a security pass to get in here?
Or I'll ask questions and they say, it's under control, just go away. So, as long as it's running smoothly, and I still, you know, it's not like I'm not at RAP, but I don't need to be there every day. So I give up a lot of time. And it's evenings, you know, sometimes. Well, it's nice to give back, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's one of those funny things. I don't want to get too political about it, and I will say
that. Who says that?
I will say that.
But now we're going to get political.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, a lot of people talk about business people as if they only ever do things for money, and nothing could be further from the truth. Mm. I know thousands of people in business, and I probably couldn't even name you two people that only ever did it for the money. And I don't.
But nobody pays me.
Well, exactly. You know, but I mean, people contribute. People give back, especially if they've had some success and have learnt something along the way. People always give back. It's very rare you even have to ask them. They will naturally just join in and help people. Mm. You know, because that's how most people are.
And I
think it's superb, and the kind of stuff that you do, Julie, is just brilliant.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and but so does everybody that's on the receiving end of your help as well.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing, is it's so beneficial to them in all kinds of ways, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, give us a shout for RAP's website, because we'll try and make you some money.
It's all the W's, rapinteriors.com, and just remember that if you've got any need for anything that needs changing in your office, or you're moving out of an office and you need help with DLAPs or meetings with landlords, I'll come along and we'll be sure to win. And
your landlord will run screaming in the opposite direction.
I have got a client actually who's looking for some space, to share some space in Ashford or King's Hill. We need about 24 spaces for staff. We'll bring our own desks. But they are a charity, so anybody that can share some space with them will benefit by 80% rate reduction.
Mm.
And of course then we can do a little deal on the rent that my client will pay, and it's probably for about 6 months to a year. If anybody fancies a bit of a rate reduction and use up some extra space, please contact me. I'm Julie, and it's julie@rapinteriors.com. Thank you.
Brilliant. And hey, do that. I mean, that's a win-win-win-win-win,
isn't it?
In every
especially
direction.
Now, nobody wants to pay rates.
Yeah, so if you've got some spare office space in Ashford or Kings Hill,
yes.
Yeah, then get in touch with Julie. If you can't get in touch with Julie, get in touch with me and I'll put you in touch with Julie.
Hmm.
And everybody wins out of that one.
Yeah, or follow us on Twitter @RapOffice.
Cool. Yeah.
And we've had a lovely tweet from Telcare saying that you've recently helped one of their customers. So congratulations to you on your award as well. So yes.
Oh, I don't know who that was, Telcare. That's a secret,
yeah,
I presume.
So that's
but anyway, good.
And somebody else has said that we're all sounding fabulous.
Are we?
Blimey.
Even with lockets.
Yeah.
These mufflers are very good, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Becky sounds like Barry White.
I'm actually standing away because I think I'll cough in a minute. I'm actually doing quite well. I was nearly dying at 4:00.
Are you after an award, Becky? A locket award?
I need a locket award. I need an award for...
For a moment, Judy, thank you for joining us.
No,
do feel free to join in to the rest of the show. Say whatever
Becky,
you want.
Home.
Yeah. But for the moment, Julie Anderson, KIT, Entrepreneur of the Year.
Ooh, yeah. Go, this is your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we have. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker and helping us celebrate our second anniversary. It's an absolute pleasure having you.
Yeah.
And thank you for providing the birthday cake as well.
That we still haven't had it.
No, and I'm still looking at it and I'm still dribbling.
We will have it in a minute.
I've had a few tweets. Rehab who runs Smire over in Whitstable. 23rd to the 27th of October, Rehab are raising funds for breast cancer. There'll be raffle tickets from our spa at £2 a strip and lots of fabulous pink prizes. Lots of pink discounted treatments for breast cancer between the 23rd and 27th of October, and donations for all services, raffles, there'll be cupcakes and pink fizz. Ooh. And also, they've spilled the beans, check into Rehab for the Paul Andrews Charity Chess Wax on Friday the 26th of October. So please donate to us for the breast cancer charity. And if you do, I will have both hairs from my chest removed painfully.
I would if it was one of those extreme waxes. What are they called? Back?
No, we mustn't say anything. That's what I was saying. He's saying the polite version. You don't know about the other, do you?
Have they not told you that?
She's been the sack and crack.
Actually, should we register you for that?
Yes.
Because
yeah,
yeah. I think you'll raise more money.
Yeah.
Is this Rehab? Rehab are doing the waxing?
Apparently.
Rehab, just wax it all. Yeah. Go for the lot.
Yeah.
And video it and put it on YouTube.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want the whole thing on YouTube. That just might be a bit horrible.
Well, we can watch him in pain.
We
Let's
just want
go
to see his face while it's happening. We don't need the rest of it. Obviously.
Paul's looking worried.
No. I promise
you're not going to win.
I promised the number of people I would lose weight, and I think this counts, don't you?
I have no idea how to wax people's back. Okay. But I can have a go.
But you can do the other, can you?
I can go and wax his back.
Lovely. But is this really going to happen? I'm just remembering now. Weren't we talking about some Twilight walk that you were going to do?
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Was it?
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yeah, I was otherwise unable to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Is this where I can put a little Dodsy appeal out? Because we actually did do the walk.
Did
Not
you?
That walk, a the different walk.
Okay,
different
right. Walk.
This was for the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity.
Oh, right, okay.
And that she did through school. And what I thought was particularly sweet was just before we did the walk, we were watching X Factor, and somebody who'd been on it's brother had died or was ill with bone cancer.
Oh, right.
And I explained that to little Dodsy, and do you know what she said? She said, "It's a good job I'm doing the walk on Saturday then, Mummy, isn't it?"
No. Well,
how
there you
that?
Go.
So if you'd like to contribute, it's justgiving.com/Ellie Dodds, and you'll see some cute videos that her and her best friend did and some pictures of them when they did the first one.
She lives far away, doesn't she?
Yeah, she lives in York. She came all the way down to do the sponsored walk with us. Yes. And there's a picture of them when they did their very first sponsored walk 3 years ago.
How far was the walk, Jo?
It's only about 5 miles. But she was first.
Five miles.
Little legs.
We went from Sandown Castle, you know, the ruined castle near Deal? All along the Deal seafront to Kingsdown.
Yeah, 5 miles is a long way for a little person.
For the second year in the row, she was the first person there. She did half the walk backwards so that if anyone got near the front, she could run so they wouldn't overtake her. So she got there first.
She's competitive.
She is.
I wonder where that came from.
Yes, I wonder.
Her mother was going, get up there, get
in front, don't let them overtake
you. When we got home, her dad had to explain to everybody that actually I was actually at the front with them as well. They all assumed it was her and him and that I was somewhere lounging at the back because I obviously don't walk very quickly or very much. And I thought, cheek. I did get
men like to take
beginning.
All the rap.
I know, exactly. But there we go. So there you go. Yes, justgiving.com/Ellie Dodds, my blatant.
Well done,
but it is
Ellie.
For the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity. It's a very good cause.
There must be a lot of cancer. It must be a cancer raising week that I'm a bit it's not a aware of because the horseshoes at Dean Street are doing a pink party thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's quite a few fundraising things going on.
This was through Ellie's school, and one of her friends has got leukemia, so that was why it was particularly.
Do you know, I had every intention of doing something the other day for charity, me battling on about dementia here, and it was called the Memory Walk.
You forgot to go on
Did
that.
You forget?
I forgot to go.
Oh dear.
So I gave them some money anyway because I felt so bad. It was the 31st or the 30th of something, month, and suddenly I thought it was the next month. And I thought, oh my God, I forgot to do the memory walk. It was on my phone. How can you forget? I've definitely got it.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah, brilliant.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Karen at Avocet Strategic Resourcing. Happy second birthday to the Business Bunker. Have a great show, guys. And I think we also share a birthday with Karen's daughter, Romney, who's 14 today. So happy birthday, Romney. Oh,
happy birthday.
T-Mex Procure, Hannah, happy second birthday to the Business Bunker. May you have many more to come. Thank you so much, Hannah. Thank you for that.
Team X Procure.
Yeah,
what's that
they were at. I met that lady at
Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. I met her at the exhibition.
Yeah, at the Ashford exhibition.
Yeah, I remember.
T-Mex Procure are a procurement company. They they source things from Asia.
Asia.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially engineering and building products and all kinds of things.
They can actually source anything. Yeah, really interesting.
But they started off as an engineering company and they were sourcing their own stuff from Asia, and then people asked, well, could you get one of these? Could you get two of those? Could you get some of those? And now that's what they do. They source things from Asia.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, cool. Jonathan Marsh, happy second birthday to the Business Bunker and good luck with the waxing. Thank you, Jonathan.
Pepper I'm not sure saying, I'm looking forward to this now. I thought this was a business show. Why are you talking about getting waxed?
Yeah. Who's that from?
Piperis, that's his name.
Oh, Piperis.
That's right.
Pip.
Yes.
Mind your own business, Pip. Yes.
No, that's to ask questions, Pip.
Yeah.
He's in control. It's his show.
It's the business of getting waxed. So, there we go.
And it's pain.
And just in response to something that you guys were talking about earlier with social media marketing and charities, Joanne Francis of Maidstone VA, who also won an award on the same night as you, they won Best Startup Business.
Yep.
She says, Vanilla Web, Rap Office, that's Julie, and Ultimate MSD, that's Becky, all sounding fabulous. Social media is definitely important to add into the marketing mix for charities.
Definitely.
That's a good point. I called out that she was saying that we were all sounding fabulous, but I actually wasn't mentioned on that tweet.
No. And you two are the social media gurus.
So Joanna, to get your name properly right, because as a Joanne, I don't like being called Joanna. I'm sure as a Joanna, you don't like being called Joanne. Thanks. It's at Joe Dodds, in case you want to say I'm also fabulous, okay?
Anyway, if you're following her, Joe,
I just followed her and I added her to my local contacts list, but if I don't get another tweet in the next 20 minutes,
she could be easily unfollowed. Joanne, get in there quickly.
Joanna, as I keep saying.
She needs to do some grovelling there, Joanna.
Mrs. Dodds is known to hold a grudge, let me tell you.
For life.
Inclusion. So, shall I read some more emails? I've got two that are quite short here.
Yeah.
One's about if you're organising or know of a Christmas event in Kent, we'd love to get it listed on our website. I just mentioned the word Christmas, didn't I?
I know.
How many weeks
is it?
10 weeks or something, isn't it? You can get it listed on kentvenues.co.uk. So that's Paul who's sent the details in, and the email is Christmas. You don't have to put that bit in. Christmas at kentvenues.co.uk.
I think he was at the awards thing.
Was he?
Kent Venues.
Yeah, they won an award as well.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
They were one of the runners-up for New Business of the Year.
Yes.
Brilliant. And then the next tweet up for Whitstable is Thursday the 18th of October. That must be next Thursday. Is that right? No,
maybe this week.
As usual, I don't know the date. It's this Thursday. All Kent Business people, welcome. It's a free networking event where Twitter users meet in person, and local business people from Kent can go, even if they don't have a Twitter account.
Oh, no, good, we don't let untweet us there, do we?
It's the third Thursday of every month from 10 o'clock onwards, and it's at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable.
Brilliant, thank you. I've got a fairly important email I want to read here, and it's a kind of bit of a strategic change, as it were, in delivery mechanism. But don't worry, you'll still be able to get involved and do stuff. But they're trying something new for the Kent Poppy Day Appeal 2012. Ooh. Yeah? Who are we? We are the new generation of poppy sellers supporting the National Poppy Appeal Collection. This is the first year for the Kent Poppy Day. We're aiming to emulate the success of the London Appeal, but our target sites are more dispersed. As our target locations are more geographically dispersed, help is required from a wide range of supporters. And we will be centred around rush hours, and we will collect at some of Kent's main railway stations, Ashford International and Sevenoaks, among them, at Maidstone shopping centres during the daytime and on the late night shopping days, and business parks that are close to the core collection areas. So let me just explain. What they're going to do is they're going to go for a poppy blitz on one day. So they're going to have thousands of poppy collectors out on one day. You'll still have the traditional buy your poppy from a shop type of thing, but they're going to send a team of collectors out on a day and blitz.
That's fantastic.
They've got loads of people helping them. They've got the army helping them and all kinds of things.
When is this?
I'm not sure. They haven't told me what day they're actually going to do it yet, because what they're doing is asking for some help at the moment, and this is what they want. How can you help? By providing access to your site for their collectors. Yeah, so they have collectors, but they want people to come onto, if you've got a shop, a retail space, or anything like that, they want access for their collectors to come and collect. If your business has a corporate and social responsibility program, could you consider providing a small team of people to help us on the collection day? And can you spread the word? Any help that can provide access via the internet, web, or social media will be greatly appreciated. Ooh. And you can find out more about this from the project coordinator, who is Giles Parry, and you can email him at giles@arepo.com. Let me spell that email address for you. That's Giles, G-I-L-E-S, at A-R-E-P-O.com. Or you can call him on 07931 754 870 at the Royal British Legion. Or you can contact Claire Saunders, which is csaunders@britishlegion.org.uk. Or you can call the Royal British Legion on 01622 72292. We will put details of that on the Business Bunker website so that we can follow up and find out what day it's going to happen, and we can coordinate people getting in touch with them to help them with
that.
That's the Kent Poppy Day 2012.
Very, very close to my heart, the Poppy Day appeal, especially with regards to the next generation, and always, you know, we're coming up to the centenary, being the historian that I am, you know, I've been to going to Ypres next year, and it's really, really important. That's something. So please, if you've got a Twitter handle, please, @ultimatems_MSD, please let me know about that, because I will push out whatever I can to help you, because that is one of my very close charities to my heart, definitely. So.
And Giles, if you email me, but I will email you, my nephew's opening a shop in, well, I don't know what to call it. It's called the Checkers Centre, I think, in Maidstone, or is it called the Mall, or is it called Stoneborough?
It's the Checkers Centre.
It's in there, and he's opening up a shop in there called Jigsaw, and you can definitely put your poppy collection pots or whatever in there.
Fantastic.
But email me and I'll get some people together to go and what you want us to do, stand on the corner.
Fantastic. Thank you, Julie.
I like that.
Yeah, I would love to help anyway.
Cool, good stuff. I had a tweet from Billy Dean that says Teamex Procure sources rubber ducks with ceramic bases.
Which
is something that I've always wanted.
Absolutely. Yeah. How have we lived without that? I have no idea.
I have a lot of clients who want those.
Yeah.
What would I do? Because
you couldn't actually.
Say again. Rubber ducks with ceramic
bases.
Right. For my
bath.
Finish the sentence. Tweet is the end of the sentence.
I need a rubber duck with a ceramic base because.
Because.
Maybe it's a big Google search term.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rubber duck with ceramic base.
That sounds like
I don't know.
Song.
Somebody asked the question as well about the amount of cancer things going on, and somebody's replied.
Oh, okay.
Tunbridge Farmers Market have said the reason is breast cancer care run Pink Fridays.
Ah,
yeah. That'd be why then.
In October. So every Friday in October is Pink Friday. And a lot of people run other things. And happy birthday. I forgot to mention that earlier. Thank you.
And it will be isn't it Movember?
Yes.
In November.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
will not be coming.
What? Oh, come on, where's your commitment?
Oh, no commitment.
What's called?
Movember, you grow a moustache.
Come on, ladies, get on with it. I'm having it all waxed off, so you lot have got to grow a moustache.
Well, you can wax everything else off. I'm sorry, I hit the microphone again.
Four inches away from that.
It's too big. you can wax everything else off and just grow the moustache.
A big Zapata droopy one.
You look like you're in YMCA or something.
Did they do this last year?
They did.
Maybe we should have a Twitter competition that tweet your picture of yourself with a moustache, and who can have the most ridiculous moustache, and do a hashtag.
What a good idea.
Ridiculous moustache.
That would be good. Can I just ask how we'd monetize it, because I think that's the point. I don't think most people would want to do it unless it was for charity.
Yes.
Well, they can get their own sponsors.
They just want
everybody to comment, don't they, and retweet them, and then if people love their moustache, they could send them a quid.
Yeah. Hey, go for it.
How many quids could you want?
See, this is a new vocation. This is what you're going to do.
Don't worry, I'll have a moustache next month.
You're deeper than me.
Hormones.
Yes.
I don't know why I bother listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's complete anarchy in here now. Yeah. Whose idea it was to invite these three in together at the same time? I have no idea.
Yes, very dangerous.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from Kevin Hadlow again. I'm off to the tip now with shed loads of branches. I was supposed to be on holiday, but I'm having to do all this work. So, sorry about that, Kevin.
He's very enthusiastic. Are you sure you don't want to come down and film my
didn't
tree?
Didn't you say he's from Dobby's, though? Isn't he sort of keeping it very on message? That although he is on holiday, he is doing some stuff.
Yeah,
he's a true marketing genius.
He's double bagging, yeah. He absolutely is, yeah. He's on holiday, but still gardening. Yeah, absolutely.
Does he want a medal?
Yeah, no, he's
no, he says he wants to go back to work for a rest.
Yeah. He's a trooper, is Kevin. Cool. So,
shall I do an email?
Yeah, go
I've got
for
the
it.
Chamber.
Yeah.
All the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, obviously, they've got, if you go to their website, kentinvictachamber.co.uk, you'll have their list of events, but they've got their AGM, obviously, on Friday, the 26th of October. They've got North Kent B2B Conference and Exhibition on the 6th of November, and various networking events at Ashford, Tunbridge, Chatham and Sittingbourne. So do... rather than read them all out, they're over the next couple of weeks and into November, and you can find out all the information, Chloe McKenzie, on www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Cool. I've got a request for two local businesses that are based here next to Channel Radio that have just joined Twitter this morning. Domination Paintball and Bistro Hagland.
I must follow them.
Yeah, do follow them, please, because they're both new businesses. And also, we are having a Halloween dinner on the 30th of October at the Bistro at Hagland's. Mm. So please join us for that, because it'll be cracking. The food in the Bistro is absolutely wonderful.
It is.
I've had my Sunday lunch in there for the last three Sundays, a roast and cheesecake, and it is the reason that I am vastly overweight now, I'm afraid.
You see, I've been telling you this for months, how lovely the food is, but because you were only popping in, you weren't really trying it out, but now you're here more often.
I'm having my lunch in there later as well.
Oh, yeah.
I will come along on that 30th, actually.
Yeah, will you? Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah, fancier.
I think you should be fancy dressed.
Yeah, it's my wedding anniversary. Can I come?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Can we come?
Yeah. Sorry, so I'm going. I'm just going out. I'll be back later. Eat a pumpkin.
I'll have a glass for you.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
I tell you what, Simon. If that had happened the other way around, there'd be hell to pay, wouldn't there?
Exactly.
If Simon had said that rather than Joe, I mean, there would be real histrionics.
It doesn't work the other way.
No, we don't care, do we?
It doesn't work the other way.
And he only listens to the shows when I play them back, so I won't be playing this one back. Clearly.
You're going to edit that bit out, are you?
You have to listen before he goes to bed. Listen to this. I was on there.
Cool. Talking about local things, I've got a new local charity as well that are doing something in November, which I'd like to tell you about. It's Credo Kids Charity Name That Tune, which is a fun evening, intros of music from the 1960s right up to present day, film themes, children's programmes, and what you need is to put in a team, and a team can be from 4 to 8 people, and it's £5 a person, and all the profits from the event goes to the charity, which is the Credo Kids Charity. And they're raising money for children with disabilities, and there's a prize for the winning team. There will also be a raffle on the night. They don't tell me what the prize is.
Where is it?
It's on Saturday the 17th of November at 7:30 p.m. at the Lid Golf Club. And if you want to know more about it, you can contact Norma on 0788 900 880. I'll tell you that again. That's Norma on 0788 900 880. Or you can contact the Credo Kids Charity office on 01797 322226. That's 01797 322226 for reservation forms. Book early, give your team name, there will be limited spaces. So that's our 7:30 p.m. Saturday the 17th of November at the Lid Golf Club, and Name That Tune quiz competition. Do it.
Do you know, I once did a quiz on the radio, like a music quiz. I went with my dad many, many years ago. I was only, I don't know, probably 17 or 18. And there were all these questions about the 60s. And, of course, I was rubbish. Every time it came around to mine, they asked me, like, in 1963, it's like, well, I wasn't born. So it was, like, really awful. But then it was the buzz around, and one of the questions was, which president of the Board of Trade was the first person to be killed by a steam locomotive? And I buzzed, and the audience went, because I knew the answer. Do you know the answer?
No.
Yeah, it was the MP for Liverpool, whose name was... I've forgotten.
William Huskisson.
William Huskisson. He was the MP for Liverpool, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
and he ran across the track in front of Stevenson's rocket and was run over and killed.
Yeah,
on the first...
And I impressed everybody, and that was only because I was doing O-level history. I was only good on
I didn't,
pop
I don't
music.
Know that, now I know.
Yeah, now you know
I'm
that.
Going on master.
Why I knew that, I've no idea.
I know, I am the historian,
you're
but only Georgian Tudor.
I'm going to look it up now and see if he's right. What did you say? Liverpool MP.
He was the MP for Liverpool. Okay. Liverpool Speaker, I think he was the MP.
I think we should have a Business Bunker mastermind.
Do you reckon?
I reckon.
Or X Factor.
Or X Factor,
look,
even.
William Huskisson Facts. There is a webpage that has got that on
Yeah,
right.
Go on. Was it MP for Liverpool?
Member of Parliament, including Liverpool. Member of Parliament for several constituencies, including Liverpool.
That's to be very
He is best known today, however, as the world's first widely reported railway casualty, as he was run over by George Stevenson's locomotive engine, the Rocket, which is the bit I did know, but I didn't know the Liverpool bit. So there you go.
There you
go. So you learn all sorts of very useless useful facts on this show.
Cool.
One thing though, we must stop saying cool, Paul.
Ah, really?
You and I intersperse everything with cool and brilliant.
Why don't you try the
epic is actually the new epic. That's what my son
Wicked.
Says. Epic.
No, epic. On Strictly, you go yah. Yes,
oh, yes, yah.
Yeah.
I thought she did it less this week after it had been an
Who is she, anyway?
Darcy Bustle, prima ballerina.
Yeah.
Don't
oh.
Know. She is,
I knew her name, but I didn't know what she did.
She's, I think she's very good, actually.
From this moment, I'm going to do yah epic.
Yah.
Yah epic.
Yah epic. Yah epic. On Chanel, the radio.
I thought Jules said she couldn't get on her email. She appears to be on her Custard Bird account.
All right, okay. Is she falling on her phone? That'll be what it is. She's fallen on her phone.
Yeah.
I thought her phone was in the water.
Yeah, she's trying to dry it out now.
Hey, do you reckon, so if this is going to be epic, what do you reckon this is?
Broadcasting from Hagelands Village on Romney Marsh.
I beg you to not judge before you've heard it.
What's the difference between an alpaca and a llama?
About a foot.
Which one spits?
Both of them.
Channel Radio.
Just going to have a rough guess. Real shot in the dark.
Yeah. Back to normal now.
Yeah, man!
Broadcasting from Hagelands Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channelradio.co.uk.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, epic.
Who says yeah, man?
Yeah, innit.
Who is it?
Ah.
It's a rapper.
It's Chris Tinney. That's Chris Tinney 6, Chris Nasia. He's on tonight.
Yeah, man.
He's on tonight at 6 o'clock with World Rhythms. It is madness. You've got to listen to the show on channelradio.co.uk. That's Chris Nasia, Chris Tinney 6.
I was going to say, we sound so professional with that, but I didn't mean we sound professional. I just mean the fact that we've got that sort of thing.
We've got that kind of
it
thing at all.
It's professional, but it doesn't sound...
We're trying to be
mean.
Professional.
I think it's dead cool.
I love that llama quote, though. Yeah. That is pretty cool. Cool. What was I say? Epic what?
Epic.
Now, apparently, I don't know anything about this, but apparently... if you sponsor Paul Andrews for parting with his chest hair on Friday the 26th of October at Rehab Whitstable for breast cancer charity number 264994. I take it that's their charity number and not the amount of hairs they want to remove.
And it's your prison number.
Yeah, probably. So do sponsor that. I am going to have my chest hair removed, apparently.
Have you got much chest hair? Is it going to hurt?
Well, surely is it not breast
oh,
hair?
My word. Oh, my word.
Oh, it's going to hurt. Yes.
Just show us. He's just shut up in the studio.
He's all man.
I think I might faint now.
Oh, is it? That caused some consternation, listener.
Consternation.
Oh, my word. Oh. That's epic.
Consolation. No,
that wasn't right. Oh. Rob Parker from Go Vicinity Creative. Rob will be growing a handlebar, porn star, biker moustache.
Oh, he's going to be that
big, cancer charities in November.
Get it on Twitter, Rob.
Yeah, so you can follow Rob at Go Vicinity Creative. Go Vicinity, and Rob will be growing a handlebar, porn star, biker moustache.
Will he be tweeting progress?
he has to put a picture on every single Friday. Do you agree?
Every day.
Yeah, because we don't always see tweets that go by.
We could have a time lapse film of it growing, couldn't we?
Yeah,
he must grow quick then, because how long has he got to grow this thing?
A month. That's quite a lot. When you
I mean, porn star, long handled moustache, or whatever.
I think how often do you have to shave your legs? It probably would grow that quick.
What, like Like 10 inches long. Yeah. No, my hairs don't grow that long. Or that quick.
Oh,
you're,
dear.
You're listening to the Business Bunker Show. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show. Kent's business. in all its glory.
Yes, and it is about business.
It is.
No, honestly, listener, it is, yeah.
There are many beauty salons out there. There are businesses. And
we are businesses.
Actually,
that's
we
right.
are mentioning the beauty industry.
Yes, absolutely.
Our bit wasn't very beautiful, though, was it?
No. I think on that note, we'll have another email from someone, please.
Yes, I'll read the one that I assume Jules said. Please plug this. I've got to plug this, okay?
Yep.
I get it. Oh, is it? Oh, it's the open day. Top bit or bottom bit, I was thinking. So it's an open day at the Salt Cave in Bexley Heath, which Jules talks about because her mum goes there, doesn't she?
She does indeed.
And it's saying, do you have somebody who has asthma, coughing fits or eczema, then the Salt Cave can provide relief, or does provide relief for thousands of sufferers. You just sit in a comfy chair listening to relaxing music while breathing in tiny salt particles that enter the deepest part of the lung. I can't see that. Say that. Alveoli.
Alveoli. I know all about that.
And it's also effective in treating chronic bronchitis, sinusitis, ear infections, psoriasis, rhinitis, hay fever, cystic fibrosis and tonsillitis.
Yes.
Oh, and tonsillitis. That's interesting. Mm. Mm. And so they're having an open day and they are... they're having an open day with things like reflexology, massage, tasters and facials as well. Monday the 14th of November, 3:30 till 7, World COPD Day. What does that mean, do you think?
Oh, that's...
It's not cystic fibrosis, no.
Pulmonary disease. It's cystic... and pulmonary disease. I can't remember what the other stands for.
And so that's that day. And then Saturday, November the 17th, 11:30 to 3:30. And their website is saltcave.co.uk. And their phone number is 020-8166-4100.
And this time of year, being a mum of two asthmatics and myself an asthmatic, I would recommend anyone to go along to that because I have spent many a time in A&E. This time last year, my son was in intensive care. So if anything like that can improve breathing and the alveoli and bronchi and all of those things, then I highly, highly recommend it.
Have you tried the Salt Cave?
I've actually been tweeted and she linked with me and I must definitely attend that. We're all due to have our flu jabs this week and then I'm off to go and to go and get that done.
Cool. Good stuff.
Flu jab time, yeah.
It is flu jab time.
Yeah. Get your flu jabs.
I've got one here.
Just while saying that, because as somebody mentioned it, one of the supporters of this show, big supporters of this show, Ginny Monk runs All Health Matters, and that's one of the things they do is provide flu jabs and things like that.
Yes.
So do have a look at Ginny's website, All Health Matters, if you want flu jabs.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
Do you have to pay for flu jabs?
Unless you're dependent, like an asthmatic, or you've got.
Oh, you're all right.
And older people get it, don't they?
And older people get it.
Yeah.
And yes.
I wonder how old you will have to be before you get
we'll
a flu.
We'll have to find that out. Someone tweet us.
Yeah,
I reckon it's probably 65, do you think?
Yeah, I think
probably. Somebody's just tweeted in response 65. To the last question we asked, which is Ken Lloyd has said, COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Yes.
Yep. So thank you for that, Ken.
Countdown.
I have actually one here. Hypnotherapy Focus Clinic in Hythe. New. Treatment at Hypnotherapy Focus Clinic in Hythe for light therapy. Many people eat and sleep slightly more in the winter and dislike the dark mornings and short days. That's me.
Cool.
This is known as winter blues. Others have more severe symptoms such as sleep problems, and this is recognised problem known as seasonal affect disorder. SAD. Have you got SAD?
I'm very sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know people who have that.
Yes, and it's caused by the lack of bright light in the winter. So they are recommending that you come along for treating SAD with light therapy. For further information, please contact the clinic, Hypnotherapy Focus Clinic, on 01303760. And I'm thinking it's 001.
I know exactly who that is and they haven't put their name on.
No.
So it's 760001 and it's Foreman and Jones. In the High Street.
Excellent.
Because I just blogged that for them only yesterday.
Again, very relative. When does the clocks go back? In a couple of weeks' time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Around our wedding anniversary, because do you know what? We turned up for our coffee morning after our wedding at the Hythe Imperial and spent a whole hour waiting, wondering why they were still hoovering the room and nobody had arrived. And then found out the clocks had come back. Four back. The clock's gone back, and everyone else knew that, apart from us.
Is this the day after your wedding? You were up early?
Yeah, we got up early.
I wonder what happened early.
We're sitting there. Yeah. We thought it can't have been that bad. No one's coming, but it can't have been that bad, surely. And why are the hotels so disorganised and hoovering the room when we're supposed to be meeting everybody? And then we realised we were completely
an hour in bed.
Wrong, exactly. So it's just around the 30th of October.
Yes.
Either the weekend before or the weekend after.
And this anniversary of yours is how long, Jo?
It'll be 8 years.
Blimey.
We are one of the success stories of online dating 10 years ago.
Really?
Online dating?
I use that in all my talks about I'm an early adopter of the internet.
Yeah, yes. Wow.
10 years ago, we met online and, we've been married 8 years and we have a
You met online on a dating site?
Yes, youdate.com. I'm not sure it exists anymore.
Right, no, you're taken over.
Oh, did
Blimey,
they?
There you go.
Yeah, we did. And he had a bigger house than me.
So
I moved in here.
Get a bigger house.
What else did you want?
Yeah, exactly.
And now I've lived in Kent for 10 years, which is the longest I've lived anywhere in my whole life. How weird is that?
Blimey.
So yeah.
Just because he had a bigger house. And
because we live next door to his parents, so I don't think we're moving anywhere anytime soon, are we? Really?
Cool. That's interesting. I know some really daft statistics about things like that as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, then tell us.
47% of all people that have got married in the last 5 years met on the internet.
Really?
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I think people haven't got time to go out anymore. They're just working.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, it's easy, isn't it? It's just easy. Well,
I knew that was a lot, but 47%. I didn't know it was that many. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Was that one of those statistics you just made
we're
up?
We're not only the business bundle, we're actually now...
An advisory
service.
For dating.
For dating.
And waxing.
Mm. And waxing.
Mm.
Pick a date, get it waxed.
Yes.
Health, love the lot.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want
and
to
how
know,
many
yeah, go on.
Of those people who met online are people who were at school together and have met through Facebook, got rid of their current ones and gone back to their, you know, sweethearts? Because some people have, haven't they?
Pretty dangerous.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, he's got all...
Oh. Who knows?
Is there something you need to tell us?
No, no, I just don't have a statistic on that. I'm sorry. I can make one up, though. Because 83.97% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. 12. 42.
Yes.
It's the answer to everything.
Yes.
42.
That'll be it.
42. That's the answer to everything. Apparently. Right, I think we'll have another email. We're almost at the end of the show, though, ladies.
Good God.
Good time for cake. Before I, on my onward journey home.
So, we got another email?
Oh, sorry, I was too busy reading the tweets.
You can't get the staff listening,
I know.
You can't.
Right, I'm going to read this one just for Jules, because she's not listening probably now, but she would like to hear all this sound. It's join us at HMS at Abbey, which is apparently a Twitter ID for, what's the lady's name again?
Hilda Marie Smith. Catering for Ken.
She's talking about their Christmas party. So wonderful food, great service and excellent entertainment. So this is at her...
Her restaurant and cookery school, which is at the Abbey School in Faversham.
So her Twitter account is HMS at Abbey.
Yeah.
And their 2012 Christmas menu is £30 per person, inclusive of champagne cocktail, or £35 per person as above, or same as that, but with also a half a bottle of wine per person. And some other sort of food, a starter, spiced parsnip and honey soup with apple fritters. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or oak smoked mackerel pate with a horseradish mousse and beetroot jelly. Main courses... the usual, not, but it's not the usual at all, it doesn't sound like it, does it? Herb crusted turkey escallop, turkey dark meat and cranberry and chestnut stuffing, roast potatoes, festive vegetables and mulled wine sauce. At Christmas, I always say I'm vegetarian, so they don't have to have the roast dinner. So the vegetarian
option,
no, I'm not. And I had to go to a party once and go, I can't remember if I told you when I booked that I'm vegetarian or not. And
is there
the woman was giving me a funny
look.
Why
do you do that?
Is there a reason that you do this?
Well, because I don't want to eat like tons of turkey meals, because you end up going out for dinner loads, don't you?
Oh, you're in the Vicar of Dibley mode. You don't want to eat 10
no,
Christmas
exactly.
dinners.
No, exactly. That's right. Okay. So I say I'm vegetarian, but then it got embarrassing, so I had to sort of
remember who I told that to or not.
But chestnuts.
You never actually get any Christmas dinner in the end.
Just get some cheese and biscuits.
I bet everyone says, don't invite her.
Exactly. Pay no, whatever she is. Chestnut, roasted red pepper and red Leicester parcel, roast potatoes, seasonal vegetables and tomato and basil sauce. That sounds nice. Or they've got pan-fried monkfish, you see, so I wouldn't on this occasion say that I was vegetarian. I would say, I'll have the monkfish, please. And the pudding, you can have traditional Christmas pudding with brandy sauce and a red berry compote. Or you can have, oh, this sounds good, doesn't it? Deconstructed carrot and ginger cake with orange
They're
cream
so
cheese
technical
icing and
words,
coriander
aren't they?
Syrup. They are. Oh, and did you know, talking about the... bistro next door here, they were just starting their Christmas puddings when I was in there earlier, and they've got this like massive trough trough's not the right word because it doesn't sound so good, does it? And they were filling it with like Guinness and
yum
brandy and things, and they just started their Christmas plates. Puddings.
No, that was Jules's lunch when she comes back.
Well, I've got my dried fruit soaking in the cupboard in various things, ready
you're
to make my Christmas
cake.
How organised do I sound this year?
Very good.
Instead of my last minute job where the icing's still damp.
Oh,
I only did it yesterday.
Well, I've just had a live email come in. Hi, just wanted to say happy birthday to the Business Bunker from all of us here at Morrison Turner, the bathroom and fireplace warehouse company based in Chatham, Kent. We deliver across the whole of Kent and the UK, and their website is www.morrisandturner, that's A-N-D, turner.co.uk, and that's from James Lewis. Thank you for that, James, and you can ring them on 01634 813 813. That's the bathroom and fireplace warehouse in Chatham.
The King and Queen in Edenbridge have just tweeted, don't rely on the internet, we've got a singles night. Are they saying something derogatory about my husband? Because I personally think that the internet worked quite well in that case.
But maybe you're ready for a change. Yes. Maybe that's what
So they have a singles night with the help of Elsie Mendes. Who's that?
Laura. That's Laura.
Laura Mendes. Oh, that's right. Who's just retweeted it on the 22nd of November. And it's free.
Oh. Lee Bennett. We need to tell Lee Bennett that.
What's that?
That singles free night.
Why? Is he free as well?
Lee's a she.
Yeah.
Is
she free?
She's very free,
but in a nice way.
You can't say that.
She's very free.
Pulled myself out the wall.
Is this an advert?
I've got one last thing I want to make you all aware of is there's Kent 2020 Startup Live on the 24th of October. It's free entry, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. I think that's at the county showground.
It is, yes.
Yeah. That's Startup Live on the 24th of October. Free entry, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And there's practical workshop sessions and all kinds of other things going on. Please click here if you want to find out more. I can't.
What's their Twitter handle?
No, it's an email. It's an email, and it's actually forwarded on to me as well from the Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs.
Oh, that could be good for East
Kent
kentfoundation.org.
So do get along to 2020 Startup Live.
At Kent 2020, the Twitter handle is, I believe.
And that's on the 24th of October. Mm-hmm. And I think that's almost the end of our birthday celebrations for today.
Is there anybody out there doing hampers that I can give to my clients for Christmas? Any good hampers? Not with like one bit of cheese, a biscuit, and that's £40.
There's spices in Lim who have done hampers forever.
Have they
a website. Yeah, they have nice stuff.
If anyone's got some nice hampers, perhaps they might want to tweet that to me.
Who else can
check out your prices.
So there you go. If you do hampers, Julie wants some, so give us a tweet or email us at the Business Bunker Radio Show, and we'll get you at least one client.
The other person would be that sweets person, but I don't know who he is or what his name is or whatever, but he might listen.
Sweets.
People who came in, you know, the other week, they bought sweets.
I'll tell you what, listeners, tune into this show, you find out everything.
I don't know who he is,
I don't know what his name is, I don't want to get hold of him, but I'm sure he does it.
The ones who came in and bought us sweets, they got them from
but
a Kent sweet
meats
company.
Anyway,
ladies.
Try a beer.
It's wonderful chatting to you, but I'm afraid we've reached the end of our show
today.
Now
then, Paul.
This is our house party now, isn't it?
I'm going home.
Yeah. This is Loose Women.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except we've got a man.
You've been listening, on the 16th.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Channel Bunker. Happy birthday
That's
to
not
you.
Our name.
Thank Chanel. You very much. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, Joe Dodds, Rebecca Oliver, Julie Anderson on a Business Bunker show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with you next week with a lineup of guests talking about business. In the meantime, have a fantastic week.
Bye.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.